My friend, as we start a new week, I pray that you had a blessed weekend. Mine was so rich as I had the opportunity to be reunited with one of my former pastors. I have not seen him in nearly 30 years. I remember when his wife was killed in an automobile accident so many years ago. And my friend just stayed the course. He just kept on preaching the gospel, kept serving people. And God, of course, has wonderfully restored his life, never, of course, replacing his beloved bride in the sense that anyone can ever be replaced, but adding to his life in a dimension of having the capability of knowing that God is forever with him. He eventually remarried. Of course, as he has served for more than 35 years now at the same church, I just see the dedication of his life, and it was just such a joy to be reunited and spend time with him. Dave Brannan said in a message to the 2002 graduates of Cedarville University, Dr. Paul Dixon encouraged them with these words, "Your times are in God's hands." Dave went on to say that our family listened and thought it was appropriate for the graduates, which included our daughter Julie. We had no idea that in 5 days from that graduation, our 17-year-old Melissa would graduate again, this time to heaven because of a car accident. We would be left to recall with new meaning that thought from Psalm 31:15, "You are my God, my times are in your hands." He concludes by saying, "Over the years, we have become painfully aware that in God's mysterious ways, he's planned for some Christians a life that is short." I think of one young Christian girl, the kind with a smile for everyone, who had a sore finger and a week later was dead from a raging infection. Or the young believer who was killed while playing softball when a ball hit her in the neck. Or the teen boy who loved Jesus and fishing and died when a car hit him as he rode his bike home from the fishing hole. Melissa, Heather, Maggie, and Thomas. In their short lives, they created a legacy of faith in Jesus and love for others. They were ready when his time for them had come. My friend, as you come into this new week, I want to encourage you. The psalmist would say, "I trust in you, God," recognizing that his life was in God's hands alone. Let me ask you something. Are you trusting God for whatever comes next on your calendar? Of course, we realize that nothing gets past God, nothing. It comes into our lives, my friend, as sons and daughters of the Most High God, unless it has his stamp of approval on there. Our times are in God's hands, and our souls are in his keeping. May I encourage you for that thought again, my friend? As you start this new week, remember that your times are in God's hands, and your soul is in his keeping. Heavenly Father, I pray for my friend listening in. I pray for myself. I pray for my former pastor. What a joy to see the blessed service and the legacy that he has left in these many years of service. And I just ask you in the name of Christ Jesus, Lord, help us to remember that the sovereign ruler in the skies, ever gracious, ever wise, that all our times are in your hand, all events at your command. And we thank you for that truth, and we rest in it to the glory of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.